vituperation exceeded bounds. He said, from the first moment that he was associated with me, he was a great eater of dung, like a dog in famine.
Because the Persian, you have to go through that attitude, and really, somebody who is the shit of the dog, and you start things like that. And he said, right from the beginning, this son of a bitch was like this. Where did that right from the beginning come from? He could have said, I'm surprised. Or I haven't heard that. Or are you sure? No. The anger, yes.
As he satirized him in succession, like a bell, the king put his hand on his lips, saying, enough. He said, I know you from him by that. In you the spirit is foul, and in your companion the mouth.
Yes. This is the judgment of the king now. Not what he saw in the first one, what he found in the second one, because you're not here to work on the first one, remember? We are polishing the second one. We are working with the four. So it's not our mandate of the day to explain to you what the good essence is. Understand the filthy part of the form. By a small agitation, suddenly is like this. The words doesn't do, because he will say, your mouth is filthy and he's John. John is life. Jonavar is Jonavar, means the living creature, the animal part. That's what John is. Because normally, when you talk, even now, you talk with the Persians and you say, what's the most interesting stuff? What is the thing that is the dearest to you? They call it John. And when they want to call someone my dear, they will say, Juna. That's what John is. So sometimes they have difficulties to understand that this John is the animal part. Of course it is good. My life, of course it is good. What is secondary to what? Breath. The breath of Hab in me. You see, when I say breath of Hab, I mean, really, that breath, that tendency toward justice in me, that when I see something unjust, I stand like that. That is the most important part here. John is the dearest before entering the state of love. When you enter the state of love, suddenly beloved is Janane. Means the real life of life. That's what he's touching, yes?
Therefore do you sit far off, O foul-spirited one, that he may be the commander and you under his command.
Yeah, this is the outcome. So please write it somewhere. Try to remember it. Whenever we talked about form and essence, remember that the essence should be Amir, and form should be Ma'mur. Amir means the one who will give the order. But the order is not the real word, because to us, Amir has another meaning. What is Am?
Am is the one.
That we know. Shh. Another meaning of it. Philosophically, they talk about two kind of existence. Alamul Amr, yes, and Alamul Waqi, reality, and another kind of universe, which is his order. When they go to Muhammad, they ask, what is this spirit, the breath? He will say, I will go and ask. He will go, and man will say, Qul ar-ruh min amri rabbi. Means, ruh, the breath, is that kind of creation, which is another universe. Bring that in the meaning and try to explain it better than my handicapped English to the rest of the people, that and belongs to essence, because Olama and belongs to the essence of God that way. So remember that the essence should be Amir, means king, means leader, means, yes, the one who gives order, and you will be Ma'mur. Ma'mur is designated fellow to do the job.
We say
means appointee.
Ana Abdul Ma'mur.
Khuda se taqsirat hamamun bigtar. Yes?
It is in the hadith, know, sire, that glorification from hypocrisy is like the verdure on a midden.
Means what? Verdure on a midden is that difficult stuff I explain several times. Yeah. I do it again. Yeah. In all the time, the bath, the public bath, needs a heating center. A heating center is an underground stuff to heat under a big pot to warm the water. Down there, they have the burning material. What is the burning material?
Dung.
Dung is the best burning material because it burns slowly and it will generate good heat. So a place underground in the darkness and full of dung. Then there is this little window. The sun will come in. Something will grow over there. Even could flower. So we say, look at this. This is the verdure. This is the greeny stuff. But do not try to smell it, huh? This is not something to touch. Means it's something exceptional good happen in a worthless place. That's burkha. And it's worthless place in time of ruin, not because of only the dung, because this is the lowest grade of job in the city to live in that dorm, and all the homeless people, where do they go? In the big city, in New York, if you're homeless, where do you go? You will find some outlet of underground, you go on top of the hill because the warm weather is coming out, right? Here, it's always damp and warm, and nobody cares if you're there or not. So the homeless people and the worthless people, they get together over there, and normally they gamble and blah blah, we'll see later. That's what the place is. Therefore, he will say, this is the hadith, means this is the saying of a prophet. Then he will repeat it in the next verse to make it clear to you. Listen carefully, yes?
Know then that a fair and goodly form with bad qualities is not worth a farthing. And though the form be despicable and unpleasing, when his disposition is good, die at his feet.
Please remember this till next time. If there is a beautiful facade, beautiful looking to something, but there is lack of humanity and good stuff over there, it's penniless. It's not worth the penny. But if the face, the facade, is small and it's not desirable, but khul means manner, means habit. If that's good, you could die for that. You see how different it is from the normal judgment of obvious superficial observation. Remember the parrot and the grocery shop? That's what it is. Over there, he started to say, listen, All your judgment is coming from superficial observation. Because what do you see with this? The beginning, the first paragraph here, remember he said, if this could see the king, so the cow and ass should see God. This is not it. This is the logical view, right? This is something that we are not talking about here. We are talking a better vision. Comes from what? Of course, you could first find correct lenses and go through the medicine to improve your vision. But it takes a long, long time. We found a better way. What is a better way? Before I start to see, cure my eyes, find the reading, good reading glasses and all that, what should I do? Find someone who has the eye and follow the guy. Do you remember? He said, oh, it's so far, of course we hope you reach over there. But you're like a blind fellow. And you need a piece of a stick? Better than that, find someone who sees. Piece of a stick is what?
Istidlal.
Means reasoning. Reasoning is a piece of a stick is good for the blind one. But find someone who has the vision, he will lead you. And meanwhile, your eyes will be cured, inshallah. Master.
Yes. So after you said this, please, that you find someone who's ahead of you and set up Instagram, can I still write for you the question later? Because I'm not for
Russia. I believe you asked that question before and you got your answer. I said yes. Whenever I want you to stop it, I will tell you so.
It's the bewilderment and the yearning.